Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is here. Keita's a good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, happiness expert, communications guru, co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and one of our good friends. Keita, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Keita, years ago, many years ago, decades ago, actually, one of my mentors said to me, make decisions. Make lots of decisions. And he said, if you know what you're doing, you'll make most of them right. Not all of them, but most of them right. But the key to his wisdom was make lots of decisions. And I said before you got here that if you're a small business owner, or if you want to be a small business owner, and you can't pull the trigger, you can't get off the dime, you can't move forward with something, whether you, even if you're not sure if it's the right thing to do, if you can't do that, you will not be successful. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you, Jim, absolutely. And as we were saying, when somebody is in a state of indecision, in other words, not making a decision there for A or
up.
B, yeah, then that is a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the fence is a decision.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, there have been times, I have to be honest, there have been times when I did that, when my decision was to not make a decision. But it was a conscious, that was the trigger I pulled. That was the dime I got off of, was that I was not going to make a decision because I wasn't ready, but it was a conscious decision. It wasn't inertia.
Yes, it was. And the thing is, in terms of indecision, not only does it lead to even a greater sense of anxiety and frustration, because lack of decision-making makes us feel not good.
Mm-hmm.
We then feel like we are in a bind. We feel like we don't know whether we're going backwards or forwards. And that it really can lead to even more anxiety and frustration.
Well, you know, there's an interesting thing that I've observed over my years in the marketplace, and that is how much benefit we get, how much emotional benefit we get from anticipation. In other words, if I think I'm going to win something, until I discover that I'm not going to, I'm feeling pretty good.
And so
if I'm making a decision and I'm hopeful that this is the right decision, and as long as it's playing out and I haven't, you know, failed yet at this, that turned out the right decision was wrong, I'm feeling pretty good. And then when I find out that I made the wrong decision, that's a shorter moment where I'm trying to learn, okay, what can I learn from that decision? And so I agree with you, making a decision, committing yourself, can be exhilarating.
Yes, the fact of making a personal decision in business is empowering, because it's you who are creating your own path.
Mm-hmm.
The other aspect to this, Jim, is as soon as you are indecisive and not able to make a decision, you'll find that you'll have other people, other influencers, other people with other opinions telling you what to do or suggesting what to do, and they don't run your business. You do.
That's exactly right. And this is something that a lot of people, this is what causes a lot of people not to make decisions. I've seen this before. They get a lot of advice from other people. And, you know, I do that too. I encourage people. You want to reach out to people who actually have the ability to deliver, not just anybody. But find people whose opinions you can appreciate or who you value, and listen to them, But still, the decision is yours, isn't it?
It certainly is, and in that respect, I think it is wise to have a good team around you. You don't know everything. We all don't know everything. So we pull in advisors, we pull in people who are experts. But the bottom line is that we as owners, small business owners, have to be making the last and the final decision.
You know, I just finished a project where I got a lot of advice from people. And let's say I got 100 points of advice. And of those 100, I probably accepted 10 of them. I rejected 90 of them, let's say. And that's probably a pretty close percentage. I'm just pulling those numbers out of the air. Right? But anecdotally, it's probably pretty close. And so I rejected 90. Think about that. 9 out of 10 I rejected. But these were all from people that I wanted to hear from. But I felt like that what I was doing 9 out of 10 times was not only right, but it was right for me. And here's the other thing. If I'm wrong and they're right, I can live with that. Mm-hmm. Because I made the decision.
Yeah. The other aspect to this is if you are in a quandary and if you are having real difficulty arriving at a decision, sometimes leaving the question, whatever that decision is, and taking a bit of a time out, just forgetting about it, going for a drive, taking a walk, mm-hmm. maybe taking 24 hours, clearing your head and allowing what's rising up from inside. Because you know what, Jim? Ultimately, your gut is going to be talking to you too.
Yep. And I'll tell you something else, and I think you and I may have spoken about this before, I can't remember, but I do talk about it on the show quite a bit. There's nothing better to clarify a decision-making process than a night's sleep. If you have the ability to sleep on something, I promise you, automatic, guaranteed, you will be closer to making the decision tomorrow morning than you are tonight.
Yeah, there is actually a process. Our subconscious is working on our problem, if you like, while we are in sleep. And mm-hmm. so that's why sometimes, and I bet you a lot of you, when you wake up or you're just getting out of sleep, you'll have what's called an aha moment or a moment of realization. And it's actually pretty sweet. It's a sweet mm-hmm. sense of I got it.
Right. I often, if I'm going to make a big decision, especially if a purchase decision, I often can't wait to see how I feel about it tomorrow morning. And oftentimes, you know, I change my mind. I do something differently the next morning than I would have the day before. Keita Spach is our guest. We're having a great time with her, and she'll be back with us after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.